I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Grown men playing with fire and things getting out of hand. That's what happened in Connecticut the other day, where police are investigating after a field was baseball field was doused with gasoline and set on fire Saturday. Why? Well, because the rain had come through, okay? And they had a high school baseball game going on there, and there were just, like, I guess, big puddles in the infield. And they wanted to get rid of the puddles. Now, don't they just, don't you dump sand on that or something? Or dirt? You truck in some
absorbent?
Yeah, there's, you know, you can.
No, no.
Take a run to Home Depot.
Let me get that for you.
Find some. 24 gallons of gasoline brought out, poured onto the field in an attempt to dry the field quicker so they could get the high school baseball game in. And, yeah, that set the whole thing up and burned the grass. And actually, it did so much damage. They had called out a hazmat crew to clean this thing up. The field's going to be shut down for at least a week. They believe $50,000 in damage was done by these guys.
You got to fall back on superior intelligence. Yeah. massive firepower.
Check this out. When you go to Vegas and blackout drunk, usually good things don't happen. But it did for a guy from Minnesota named Derek Burgee, as he's documented his stay at the Planet Hollywood Casino online. He was there over the weekend. He was still up at 7 in the morning. So he, for some reason, went down and made a $100 parlay bet on three different sporting events. Two huge underdog bets. He had a huge underdog bet for the favorite to win underdog to beat the favorite in the NC2A hockey tournament. He bet on that one. So the underdog wins the NC2A hockey tournament. He also bet the Minnesota Timberwolves would beat the Golden State Warriors, which was unlikely. And he picked the Minnesota Wild to beat the Golden Knights. And then there was some other bet, the fourth bet. And he had to hit all four to win or he'd lose his $100. He says right after he placed his bet, he went back to the Holiday Inn where he was staying, passed out, missed all the games. Woke up later, didn't remember placing the bet, checked his ticket, and won $26,000. He says the casino told him it was the biggest four-leg parlay they'd ever had. $100 paid out $26,000. Didn't even remember doing it.
All right, and finally, we're going to take you to the car wash in Tennessee and Jenny. Jenny at the car wash. Jenny's 31 years old, and she's there to get her car a good washing. And something happens at the car wash where she gets into a fight with another woman at the car wash there in Nashville. And then they call the police. And the police come out, and they determine, Jenny, you're the cause of this fight, really. You're going in the back of this police car while we get a statement from this other woman that you were beefing with. And so they put Jenny in the back of the police car, and they're interviewing the other woman. Well, Jenny, I guess she was cuffed. She crawled from the front, from the back of the police car to the front of the, and she took off. Jenny took off in the police car. And off she went. She was going for a good bit until they finally threw the spike strips out. And that's what they had to do to stop their own police car. They laid down the spike strips, and the car finally came to a halt there. And they pulled Jenny out, and now she's in all kinds of trouble. And like her car, Brad, I'm guessing that Jenny could use a good wax and an undercarriage scrubbing as well.
I can't believe it's news.
Any girl who's going to get mixed up in that kind of trouble in the car wash probably has a few other things going on, too.